Blog Talk Radio.
The scriptures clearly teach is that we, as believers, should know history. God tells us in passages like Romans 15:4 and Isaiah 43. He tells us also in 1 Corinthians 10 and Hebrews 11 and Psalm 73 and 78 and so many other places. He says to recall the former days, to remember the former times. Throughout the scriptures, we see that when a people remembers their history, they behave differently than when they forget their history. We see that even recovering histories, in the case of Josiah and the temple, leads to a national revival. Or in the case of Esther and Mordecai, the use of history by the king one night kept Mordecai from being hanged on the gallows and thus preserved the nation. So history is huge. God is into it. But in America, we don't do a good job of knowing our own history, and we need to. The scripture says that his people perish for lack of knowledge. We've been taught in America for years that what we're about is economics. We formed this nation because of taxation without representation. We need to know our history better. Taxation without representation does appear in the Declaration of Independence, but it's only one out of 27 issues that appear there. There's also religious issues. There's moral issues. There's so many other things than what we just hear today on economics. We need to go back and see that we were founded in this nation. Four clauses of the Declaration say that they didn't want activist judges. Two clauses say they wanted to end slavery. We have clauses over preserving the right to have Bible societies and other religious exercises. So as Christians, we need to know our history. We don't need to just go with what we've been taught. We ought to go back and read the documents. It's one thing to be taught what the Bible says. It's another thing to read it. So I challenge you. Follow up on what God says in the Scriptures. Know our history. Recall the former days. Let's go back and look at some of the patriots we had that were such strong Christians that are leaders that we don't even hear about today. So I challenge you. Do some research. Go to websites. Look at things that will tell you about your faith history as a Christian. It's important you know that so that you know how to behave today.
Welcome, listeners, to City on a Hill. We're so grateful that you've tuned in. And as always, we ask that you invite your friends and family throughout the country to come join us, come and learn with us. We are just so grateful for the gift that God brings us to mind. And one of them is all the way from Nevada, Professor Steve White. Hi, Professor.
Hello. How are you, City on the Hill?
Well, we're so grateful, very grateful that you're joining us today, and especially after, you know, what we celebrated yesterday, July 4th, the freedom in this awesome, incredible nation that God formed through the inspiration, his inspiration of amazing founders. Well, we can be free. Professor Steve, you know very well the history of this nation, what education was about. But before we get started, I think I'll turn it over to our dear Christina White. Christina Micah. I've got your last name on, Mike. To start us off in prayer, sir, we want God to bless our conversation, that it may be a blessing to all the listeners. So, Ms. Christina, would you mind?
Yeah, was I Christina White?
I'm sorry.
No,
you might be my sister. You might be my sister.
Yeah, I don't think she's ready to claim me yet.
Well, yeah. At least you're my sister in the Lord, huh?
You bet. You bet, Steve. Okay. Oh, Lord, we just come before you, and we just thank you for your hand of blessing upon this show today, Lord, as Professor White just shares all his nuggets of wisdom with us, Lord, about alternatives. This is what we feel we really need to share with everyone, that show the parents alternatives for education. And we couldn't have a better person than Professor White to share all this information with us today. So, Lord, we just thank you for the Spirit to guide his words and to bless this show, Lord, that it really just ministers to people. And those parents that are listening, Lord, let them feel the comfort to knowing we are working on alternatives. There are alternatives, Lord. You don't have to suffer through this horrible, evil public education system, Lord. We know that there are pastors saying, keep your children in school. We can't give it over to the devil. But you know what, Lord? It's already gone. And what we need to focus on is what you're showing us, Lord, is to develop alternatives for the children, to get them out of the darkness. Lord, we just thank you as we go forward today for your hand of blessing upon this show, and may our words minister to all those that are listening. Lord, we just thank you and praise you in your glorious name, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Christina. And I guess I want to start off with saying, I don't know if that was a mistake on my part, but instead of putting alternatives, I put alternatives. But anyway, I'm just so grateful for Professor White, what you're going to be sharing. And I have posted this all over Facebook, all over the Stop Common Core in the various states. So across the country, people will have the opportunity to listen and share the podcast so that they are not overwhelmed and depressed and beat down, because my God and your God, Professor White, says that he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I thank God for that. And one of the first things that I think that is an alternative for parents when they feel so overwhelmed is, you know, you need to be studying the original words of the Bible, what God intended for your child to learn, which is really what the founding fathers started this education road that we're on. It was to compare what is going on in this world with the Word of God, because there you will find the truth. So when your child gets so confused, he will know if you can remind him over and over to study God's Word. And let's do that, parents. Let's, grandparents too, let's do that. Let's teach the children the Word of God so that they can compare. And really, he is in a miracle working business, and that's what you're fixing to tell us, Professor Steve White, is about the other things. There are things we can do. So if you don't mind, Professor White, start off with telling us a little bit about yourself and then go from there.
Glad to do that. Well, let's start. I have spent over 40 years in public education. One way or another, I started back in East Los Angeles, around Cal State Los Angeles, where I got my bachelor's of arts, my BA in English. And then I got my California teaching credential, K through 9, K through 12, whatever they called it. And I started as a substitute and then worked on into a multiple subject sixth grade teacher position. I got tenure, and I thought I was going to sail on into retirement that way. But I saw things develop in my district that were just a burden to my spirit, were a shame to be involved with. And I tried to speak up, and I got harassed and pressured, and I ended up just saying, you know what, I need to go. I need to leave. And my darling wife, Ruth, supported me in that. She could see that my health was going. I was grinding my teeth so badly that my molars were disintegrating. I was picking pieces of teeth out of my mouth. And it was just the point where I needed to trust in the Lord. And because I went to bed just burdened and just thrashing around. I know there are thousands of teachers within the public school system who know exactly what I was dealing with. I went ahead and walked out. I worked in another district for a while, and then I started my own tutoring service. We moved out here to Nevada, and I worked with the Southern Nevada Community College, teaching GED for a few years, and that was really, really good. I loved the students that really were motivated to get this GED so they could just open the door to their future. And I was awarded outstanding educator for a couple of years running there. Just really poured my heart into it, but I still was burdened for the middle school kids, the fourth through seventh graders that were just they were losing their basic skills, and especially with Common Core coming down the pipe. I've kept tutoring kids in my own tutoring service, and I have also subcontracted with like the Sylvan Learning Center around the corner here, and the kids who come in tell me stories that just break my heart. They're losing their ability to tell time on a regular clock. They're not doing handwriting or cursive anymore, and they're losing basic common sense things. I heard from somebody the other day that the cashiers at our local fast foods are finding it hard to make change now. They're totally dependent upon the machines, and if the machines go out, if we have a shortage, it's like a student in my class. If their computer glitches, or if their battery in their calculator runs out, or if the lesson they're working on doesn't allow calculators, they're like lost. They don't know how to do problems without their technological help. And I believe me, I understand how that happens. anyway, so we've seen a steady decline in basic knowledge, basic skills, along with the decay of the family and the political chaos which is going on. Seeing the Common Core getting ready to be imposed, many states have started to fight. The states of Virginia, Alaska, Texas, Nebraska have totally rejected the Common Core. The states among those of many, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Utah, Iowa, and Wisconsin that I know about are passing legislation to slow this process down so that we can do proper diligence to find out if it's worth the money that we're going to be spending on it, or if it's just another fad the way that new math was and this what was it called? The whole language fad that came and went. I was teaching during that time, and they spent billions putting that stuff in, and when it didn't work, they had to go back to basics. And what my heart is, the reason why I formed the Master Educator Tutoring Service and Exchange, is that I want to help encourage blessed teachers who are caught in that system and really love to teach but hate the bureaucracy and the politics, to give them an alternative, to come on out from that system, hook up with us so we can pull kids and out from the public school system, have their parents start to homeschool, and where those parents feel deficient in some kind of skills in teaching some subject, they can come to us and we can hook them with good educators in their geographical area, and we can start the process of taking our system back. Our country is on a slide down, but I think if we bond together as a community, especially a community of faith, we can start this process reversing, and we can get this moving. Along with forming the Master Educators Tutoring Service and Exchange, I also wrote a curriculum called Math Soup for Scared People. I know what it means to suffer through math. I went through it myself. I felt like math was a bully, and he had my phone number and my address. And every day at school, he beat me up because I didn't know the vocabulary words the teacher was using. And they talked to the upper echelon, the kids that were nodding their heads and catching on. And I was in the back throwing spit wads and thinking about what I was going to have for dinner and looking at the girls in class. I'll be honest with you, I was just really out to lunch. It didn't make sense to me, and I wasn't motivated. And it took me all the way to college till the light went on. I got a degree in English. I was an English major. I went as far away from math as I could. And now I have a burden to turn the lights on for our young people, to take away that intimidation factor and to help them get a confidence to face this bully of math and to overcome that, to get a confidence and a competence in it in a way that's going to help them many, many years down the line in their lives. So that's the basics of my heart and my burden.
Well, Professor White, you just got to my heart listening to you, because I just think, Lord, we need more like you that really cares about the children. But if you don't mind, to start off, would you tell us the website so we can look at that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, my website is Master Educators Exchange, without the E. Just put an exchange at yahoo.com. That's my email, actually. But if you hook in to my wife's website at breakingnewsjournal.net, breakingnewsjournal.net, and you click on to the Master Educator link. I have forms there, the links to form in to for parents who want to sign up, for educators who want to get their information in, so we can security check them, so we can start an exchange in different geographical areas, so we can start to really swing in there. We have a lot of references, a lot of helps that we can refer people to. We have a group that is working with me. We call them the BNJ, standing for Breaking News Journal SWAT team, and they're all the way from a darling 85-year-old journalist named Murray Bass, who has a project called Tools for Learning, with the number 4, Tools for Learning and Tools for Kindergarten, to teach basic literacy and citizenship. He goes back to our founding documents. He goes back to the Constitution. And he has touched the lives of thousands of people, and we really feel confident in having him part of our professional referral team. Yeah, right. Included with that team is Larry Grathwall. He's my administrator. He wrote a wonderful book called Bringing Down America, where he was an FBI informant in the Weather Underground, and he has a wonderful, gripping story of that. He's traveling and speaking, and he's also serving as my administrator. Another buddy of mine is David Bigo, who was the CEO for Executive Service Management. He fought with SEIU, and he won, which is a real wonderful thing. He was fighting big labor, and he won, and he's a real multi. Yeah, I also want to include Debbie Gonneau, who has the concept of the red, white, and blue schoolhouse, where we hook up parents who are concerned with teachers who want to get out of the system, with CEOs who have places that they can open up, so we can tutor people and get this thing really, really swinging. Mary Black is the director of the Freedom Project Education, which is a wonderful online system that goes from kindergarten through the sixth grade, covering every subject.
Professor Steve, let me ask you this, because I went, as you said, go to breakingnewsjournal.net, and the Master's Educator is on there, and I'm looking at it. Now, am I understanding this, which, you know, I'm looking at this and trying to listen to you, so I probably don't get it all, but it sounds to me like you So if a church wanted to start a program, that they could contact y'all and you will help them get classes set up or something like that, teachers set up to maybe start some kind of a program in a church?
Absolutely. We would love to do that. Some churches, unfortunately, are very, very intimidated with the prospect of losing their 401c3, 501c3, excuse me. My wife and I in the ministry that we called A Place for Us National just made the commitment that we're going to give that up. We're not going to take any kind of government involvement in our outreach. We're going to go ahead and simplify as much as we can. Lord knows we've already done it. we've pulled in our belts and simplified our lifestyle because we know it's important to get away from any kind of government sponsored, any kind of sponsorship or change they can pull on us. So yes, we would be very, very welcoming of any church that wants to open up their facilities to tutor kids. That's also part of the reason why I'm going online like twice a week sometimes to do webinars and to touch on the basics of what Common Core is doing and also to teach some basic sense, common math and critical thinking skills. So we're doing two of those coming up on Tuesday and Thursday, July 9th and July 11th at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That'll be 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And anybody who wants to register, it's over $200 worth of material. It only costs $10 to register. And if they hook in to us through the BreakingNewsJournal.net, and go ahead and register, we'll go ahead and process that and Master Educators Exchange at yahoo.com. That's Master Educators Exchange at yahoo.com. Let me know they want to register, and my administrative assistant, Grand Keith Majors, will get back in touch with them and go through the process and give them the link so they can do that.
Okay, now this thing that y'all are having July 9th, what is it going to help us understand or do?
Well, I'm inviting all my friends who are concerned about education to hook on in. It's going to give just a little bit about Common Core, things to watch for. Most of the time I'm going to spend going over some of the problems that I see people having a lot of problems with, that I had problems on, some test-taking techniques that are good for taking your GED or solving some of these problems, some of the time problems, some of the making change, some of those problems, proportions, geometry, pre-algebra, things like this are things that I've come through personally. And I know that some people just need to be refreshed on these type of problems, and that's what I'm here for. That's what I love to do.
Well, Professor Wyatt, I'm excited because what I'm hearing from you is, if there is a church out there that gets it about the Common Core, because parents are coming at them and they're, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've got to really address Common Core in so many different directions, but what they can be doing is helping their children in the meantime by, if they could have a program like this initiated in a church that's very concerned for their community, what a help this would be to provide to those parents. I mean, I could just see that in light of what's going on with Common Core, that people would be flocking to get this assistance from a church who will offer it.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's another reason why I wrote my curriculum called Math Soup for Scared People. We put it into sections, and we put the type in different colors so that people could remember which they've used and which they haven't. We put it on teachers paying teachers on the online, so people can buy it in sections, or if they want the whole one, they can do that. The entire curriculum is at the printer, and we have yet to put a cover on it, but it is available online at teachers paying teachers. So that would be a help. That would be a help to any teacher, to any homeschooler, to any student who's going through those problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is really the church being hands and feet. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miss Christina, or is that Miss Rippy?
No, it's Miss Christina. But you know what, Diana? This goes to exactly what we were saying this morning.
Oh, I know it. It's light bulb time.
Light bulb time. And I was just talking before the show, I was talking to Angela in Georgia. And Diana, she's exactly on our page. So we've got confirmation. This is the track. This, Steve, we were talking about how our job is to reach out to these pastors.
Mm-hmm.
As reaching out to the pastors, because we've got a big job to do there. We've got to find those pastors that, you know, are willing. We know that there's a huge division in the Southern Baptist Convention on education. Half of them believe you should take your kids out of public school. Half of them think you should leave your kids in public school, fight for the public school. You and I know, Professor White, that the public school system is gone. And our job, what the Lord wants us to do, is create these alternatives for these parents and these children to get them away from the dark evil that is taken over the public school system. So now we need to reach out to these pastors, get them to wake up. That letter is going to go viral here again. We're making a plan. And then those pastors need to open up their churches until we can get other facilities open, that perhaps God is going to open that door. We can get other facilities. But in the meantime, these pastors need to be opening their doors and letting the education take place there as God would have them to do.
Absolutely. One thing that Ruth, my wife, is really burdened about is that she wants to rebirth a real concern, a personal concern, where people actually go into the central city like the civil rights movement did in years gone past. She wants to work with Alveda King, who's Dr. King's niece. She wants to work with Glenn Beck. If they can hook together, if we can be a community again and work with each other, we can actually go into the central city, talk to parents, talk to kids, give them information about what Common Core is getting ready to do. They don't realize that the UN is behind this, that ExxonMobil and that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they don't know that there's billions and billions of dollars behind there that's forcing this one world way of thinking on us, and that we're due for a second American Revolution right now as we turn around and say, not in my country, you don't.
Amen.
Wow. Yep. Well, Pastor, listen to me. I'm calling you Pastor already. Professor Steve, I'm just thinking, well, you're speaking the truth that a lot of pastors need to be speaking and waking us up on. But I was just thinking of this. There's churches I know whose pastors do understand what is going on. There's not that many. There's a few. And their hearts are bleeding. It's almost to the point that, you know, you're like John the Baptist, you know, you're that lone voice in the desert. And I was just thinking, I'd like to invite those kind of pastors, and not even necessarily pastors, but people that have the money. Why not sponsor somebody to attend, somebody that's in the inner city to attend, Professor Steve White seminar? Because, you know, that can mean such a big impact, because those parents in the inner cities knows what's going on with their children. The crimes are so high. They're dropping out of schools, and worse, they're dropping out of life. you know, they're dying, they're committing suicide, they're in drugs, they're in all sorts of things, abuse. And I'm thinking, Lord, I know there's got to be people that's so burdened that have the money. And if you're one of those, please contact Professor Steve White and sponsor, you know, one person that lives in the inner city to hear this. And who knows how many all children will be affected.
Absolutely. That's right down the line with my heart. If there's somebody who would be able to sponsor somebody, somebody who could bless the program, maybe somebody who's involved in a company where you know that their cashiers and their grassroots workers really need a basic education seminar, I'd be willing to come on out and to talk with them, to share with them my heart. We've put it in different media. We're doing the webinars, and I've put out the curriculum. I'll make a commitment to come on out and give an on-person, on-site seminar if a company is willing to make that investment. Yeah, why not? There's got to be a lot of alternatives, a lot of creative ways that we can get around this tank that's trying to run us over.
Yeah, there's no question. And to reach into, you know, Ruthie and I, your wife, Ruth,
yep.
and I have been talking extensively about this, you know, going into the inner cities, because that is the target of most of these experimental programs, are the
mm-hmm.
inner cities, because they know that they can, they know no one's going to say anything, and in the meantime, all they're doing is just destroying these kids even more, creating violence in them, and dissension and oppositional behavior, and all of these different types of things are being created through these experimental programs like the Chicago Mastery System and all of that are using these inner city kids as guinea pigs. And we need to go in there and start telling the truth, speaking the truth, and
showing alternatives.
This, I'm telling you, this is the path. This is the path. This is the day, and this is the path.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, we've been raised up for a time like this.
Yes.
This is our time. This is our time.
Professor Steve. I just want to thank Miss Ruthie because she's been telling me about this. But, you know, it's hard sometimes because I've got so many things pulling at me, and so does the mom or dad that may be listening. Until you actually hear it, because, you know, a lot of people, they don't read like they should. I'm one of those, unfortunately, don't read a lot of things that I need to be reading. But now that I hear you, Professor Steve, I just think, Ms. Rindy, why didn't you wake me up sooner? And you thought I was going to say, I've been trying to wake you up. So I want you to know, I'm just so excited. It's like we were saying, light bulb time, so every parent that's listening, please go to the Master's Educators Exchange on Breaking News Journal, because I think we need to be talking to our churches. If they are really the kind of church that God wants them to be, this should resonate. They should not have a problem sponsoring somebody to listen to Professor White and let's say, let's make a difference. We're all the time cooking stuff or washing cars to make money. I mean, wow, this is an opportunity. Go ahead, Professor White. I'm excited. Can you tell?
Well, that's all right. You were talking about being a reader. I've loved to read all of my life. I got real busy recently, and you know, I always read the scriptures, but occasionally something precious will come down the pike. We read Kylie Basuti's I'm No Angel, which is a great testimony from an ex-Victoria's Secret model who's one of our connections. Just love that book. And I'm finishing up on a great book called Holding Her Head High by Janine Turner. It's a story of single mothers who championed their children and changed history. And it's very biblically based, and it goes all the way back into history, back into the Egyptian times and the early years of our republic. and talks about women from all areas of life who had to struggle and believe and hold fast and came forth in victory. And I really recommend this book for encouragement and for part of an educational program. My gosh, parents who are listening, if you don't commit to anything, commit to reading excellent works to your children. Read to your children. Takes a little time, but you'll get them away from the TV, away from the video games and such, and you'll introduce language and vocabulary to them, and it's going to improve your skills too while you do it. So I really want to put a real burr underneath your saddle, parents, to be sure that you read to your children.
You know, Doug, Professor White, you remember Dr. Benjamin Carson? His mother,
he
was totally uneducated. She didn't know anything about anything, but she knew that those kids needed to stop watching that TV and start reading books. And she came in and turned off that TV, and she made those kids read books. They hated it. They had to do book reports. But they turned out, look at what they've turned out to be. He's the top neurosurgeon in the world.
You talk about movers and shakers in a good way. I tell you, I will be approaching the Hillsdale College folks to see if they can implement my curriculum as they reach out and they start branches. Yep. We have a guy here in the Las Vegas area who is planning academies around here. Looks to build up about 4 academies around here, 800 students each, to teach in the Hillsdale mold for that moral education that has no government funding whatsoever around here. And I'm looking forward to partnering up with him and with people like him, also the pastors in the churches who want to encourage their students, their learners, the people who are growing up. This is the new generation, and we must impact them before we lose them.
Amen.
Wow. Well, this is a good idea, Professor White. I mean, just so timely. You know, if you hadn't been trained up by God with all those years of experience, and then God put that burden, I just loved hearing you. You know, you were hurting for those children, and I agree with you, because to me, those children are like, you know, the ugly duckling. You know, they're being told they're the ugly duckling. You know, you're not worth anything. You know, you cannot. You know, they're fighting just to even learn something basic, like to add. It's been now made more complicated. So they feel when all is said and done, if we don't stop it, they're going to feel so ugly and out of touch when they are beautiful. They are made, you know, in the image of God with all sorts of possibilities. So, you know, this is a God thing that you're doing, because then if we can get the churches to wake up to what they'll be doing, which is really to that God-honoring way of showing each child that they are made in the image of God, that they are precious in His eyes, they're special, and yes, they can learn. They can learn. So I can't thank you enough for what you and your wife has really been burdened to do, because it's like Esther. God prepared y'all for such a time as this. So I'm encouraging parents, go to the Masters Educators Exchange, and I'm tweeting it right now. We need people to find out what this is. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm not quite competent with the twittering, that sort of stuff.
Neither are we, so don't feel bad.
But I'm trying. Isn't the social media wonderful? Can't we reach out and touch folks with just the urgency of what's going on, and to help folks open up their eyes and to sound the alarm when so many of the media have been literally bought and paid for.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're going back. We're going back to seeing the neighborhood square. that's what Ruthie says about Breaking News Journal. It's the neighborhood, that town square. The town square, we come together
and
we tell what's happened, and we offer our services, and we build each other up, we edify one another up, and we encourage one another, and we get busy instead of hanging back and being submissive. Yep.
And you're giving yourself, Professor, and I just really think this is, again, this is a timely thing, and we need to be sharing your information. And like I said, I posted all the Stop Common Core, but I think we need to be posting the link underneath. So I'm going to go back and try to do that and just invite everybody to have a conversation. Pray first, and then have a conversation with your pastor. Because with the Common Core issue, me and Ms. Christina was talking about it, Professor White, you know how we used to say the last election is about the economy, right? Well,
right.
The economy wasn't what was going to unite America, because I think it's got to go back to that biblical foundation. What was the first thing that God formed? It was the family. So now, really, I think the family is under attack. That child, the heart of the family, is under attack. And it doesn't matter if they're a Democrat or Republican. The majority of our parents, I mean, they love their children. And they're going to
They do, but the Common Core is driving a wedge in between parents and their children. They're telling the children in school, your parents didn't know. They don't know the truth, and they misled you. They lied to you, but we're telling them the truth. You can trust us. So they're trying to steal the children's hearts. It's absolutely insidious.
Professor White, we know where this comes from. This is not Common Core. This is not just started. It isn't just happening. They've been stealing the minds and hearts of our children for years and years and years through the college system. And through these systems, they've been teaching them all about the UN and sustainability. And let's add one more layer to this. The Islamic, the Muslims, have been infiltrating the school systems. We're teaching all this Islamic information and having kids dress like them and read the Quran and go to mosque.
But yet we change their name
to a Muslim name. And then we're not allowed to talk about God, but all this is infiltrating our colleges. We're creating these dissidents that are becoming homegrown terrorists. This is what is happening in our school system. We talk about it being so evil and dark. It's because it is. It has been infiltrated and taken over, and they're brainwashing and indoctrinating the minds of these children for years and years and years. This isn't just happened. It's been happening, as we see from UNESCO, it's been happening since the 40s, and go all the way back to the 20s, to World War I, when it started with Carnegie and all of them. So, again, this is what we're fighting, and now that we see the picture clearly, we know we must return to our roots. We've got to return to the basic founding. Like I said, the Bible was printed to be put into school. That's how you have a nation that is free. And so we've got to return, and these pastors are key. So this today is a very powerful message going forward, because it's God confirming that these pastors play a big role. They're not doing their job. God continues to give us scriptures about them not doing their job. And our mission is going to be to reach out to educate these pastors, to get them woken up, and then those that will receive, we'll get your information.
Absolutely.
This is a full circle thing, Steve. It's a full circle thing. And that's, God showed me the picture this morning, and I told Diana, and here we are. It is so powerful.
I love that. And for those who are interested in higher level education, I must recommend a film called Expelled. Ben Stein. Although I don't agree with everything he represents or everything he says, he did an excellent job in investigating this tendency of absolutely pushing Darwinism in the science class and refusing to even mention intelligent design. And there have been teachers, and he talked to them personally on tape, who had solid, prestigious positions, and maybe they dropped a word or two about intelligent design, or the fact that Darwinism is a theory, not a fact, and for that they were canned. They were ripped from their positions, and they were just horribly impacted. And he does a dramatic job of just objectively showing what happened in this system of brainwashing folks in the higher level Ivy League, you know, and even in journalism, you know, it's an awesome little, and it's a little film, but it's a good one. I recommend it highly to people who are interested in that kind of message in the media.
Well, Professor Steve, I think that, and Mr. Steve, that, you know, they really have perfected the planners of Common Core, have seen this, really, this plan, education plan, work very well in the colleges. And that's older students. So now here they come with Common Core from K through 12. So, you know, they have had experience for many years. And when you start hearing children, I've never heard it, Professor Steve. I don't remember hearing this, and I'm hearing it more. Children are so afraid of doing it this way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're trying to teach a child to do it, and they're so fearful. I've never heard that I can remember. The fear of, no, I can't do it that way. She's going to get mad. She's going to get mad. I've never heard that said of the teacher. She's going to get mad.
Yep.
Or not only mad, Diana, but some of the teachers, if a child dares speak out, say they're more conservative leaning and they don't agree with a liberal professor, they dare to speak out. They're chastised. Their grades are they're literally Delphi'd in the classroom. They're made to look stupid. Their grades are destroyed. They're given an F for a project because they dared to mention something. There was one recently, they dared to mention something about Jesus, and they got an F, even though they
I think what really bothers me is the younger grades. I don't recall that, hearing it so much. You know, we're hearing second graders, third graders. It's just like a new push that is different. It's now a smaller children, and used to in the past, those were, you know, they're fun and carefree. Yeah, got to do your homework. But I don't ever recall that. And to me, that is just a sign of the ratcheting of evil.
Yes, it absolutely is. And that's what the problem is because they're, read, the, you know, James Clavell, The Children's Story. That talks about how they, you know, they manipulate the children's minds. And so, yeah, a child would then be afraid to do other than, as I'll quote from the UNESCO mission statement, other than their schoolmasters would wish.
Another thing
that comes out now is truth. You know, Professor White was talking about a lot of things, and that's another thing is truth. If we have to not be afraid to be criticized, to be called names, to be, you know, whatever. We've got to have the courage to go forward and speak the truth to all of these pastors and all of these people about everything related to this. UNESCO and all of, to bring them to the full understanding of what is going on, why, and why it is so imperative that we create these programs, that the pastors get involved, and they open up their churches to these kinds of curriculums that we're going to be offering.
Absolutely. And if our homeschoolers, if people who are really sold out to this program, if we can put our feelings, our intentions into emails. If we can flood Glenn Beck, for instance, and just tell him to support this movement, work with us. Let's get into the Central City and make a real difference with these precious young lives. I tell you, I'm I got scared and then I got energized. I'm seeing young kids getting sexualized and getting pressured. You know, you've got to perform. You have to perform on this test because
right.
that's how you're accountable. And the teacher feels pressured because that's how you're judged, not by how good a job of teaching and explanation you're doing and the eyes that you're opening, but how your kids, how your students are performing on this test is exactly what is going to determine whether you keep your job or not.
That's right.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I was just going to say that's what's going to determine whether a child gets a career or whether a child is put in the menial workforce, because ultimately that's the corporation's goal. They'll put these through these rigorous testing. All of this stuff is just testing. There's no learning anymore. And then they'll pick their workforce from that. Those that don't make the cut, and there's going to be many that don't, are going
mm-hmm.
to be resigned to menial labors of different things. And they will be, that is what will be picked for them. And that would, goes back to Benjamin Carson. He would have been picked as a menial labor.
Oh, and they take such a beautiful example of God working in the midst of all that. You know, the world would say, this is one of the, right now, this is one of those children that's not going to make it. Let's put them aside. But God interrupted that plan of the enemy. And so if you're listening as a parent, you're overwhelmed. First of all, we'd like to share with you that, you know, God makes the biggest difference of all. And you as a parent, Professor White, I guess Common Core, one of the things that really bothers me about Common Core is the taking away the parental rights. So because, you know, the enemy knows that the parent, you that are listening, you are the biggest defender of the child. And we're giving you information to help fight for that child that you love, that you work, that you do everything in the world for. That child is not the enemy's. That child is a gift from God to you. So we are going to equip you by, first of all, letting you be aware of this new avenue for help. And that is the Masters Educators Exchange. Go to www.breakingnewsjournal.net and then put one of those / V, and I've got it here every time. Instead of a space, they put a dash. V-Master-Educator-S. There is a dash there between the S and then another dash. And the letter X, and X-ray is exchange. And, you know, find this information that really I think it's so timely, because you as a parent right now, you still have a little bit of control. Not very much, because, of course, Washington, D.C. is working very hard for the majority of parents not to know about Common Core. It's going to take away your parental rights. But let me read something. As Professor White, you were talking about sexuality. I read this in an article about Obamacare to fund Planned Parenthood sex ed. Here's an excerpt off of it. Sex experts. Parents and guardians are their children's primary sexuality educators, but often feel they need support, according to Planned Parenthood's website. It says the nature of our education system in America puts schools in the ideal position to take the lead in this process. The bell compares Planned Parenthood's role to that of math teachers. We are the experts on the medical aspects of this. We don't ask parents to teach their kids geometry or algebra. We let the experts teach that, she said. They fight, and here's a quote about somebody wanting, they fight very hard against the opt-in programs and opt-out programs in schools, because chances are that parents won't even know what's going on without those options. And that somebody talking about warning, parents, you better get on board here, get to know what's going on. So right there is confirmation to what you're saying to Professor Steve, which is, you know, they want to be your child's best friend because they want to be your child's sex educator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're using the book. It's Perfectly Normal by Robbie Harris. Yeah, that's coming up on YouTube. They're taking the lead in pushing that kind of information, which is really over the line. It is
that comes out of Planned Parenthood, and yep. Robbie Harris was on the board of Planned Parenthood.
Of course, that just blew me away. That's so incestuous. She's part of the board, and they're pushing her materials as if she is the best expert in the field, as if parents are just passe, they don't know anything, and they're so unable to communicate with their children. That's really serious.
Yeah, you have Kevin Jennings. You know, remember the Safe Schools Are? He's still floating around out there in the background because he resigned, as to say, because, you know, he's a pedophile and, you know, homosexual, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in the background. He's working with David Coleman, who's writing the testing, and they're tight as thieves. And Kevin is with a group called Be the Change Now, which Van Jones has some affiliation with. But anyway, Kevin Jennings, now his vision is, and he's very involved in legislation and things related to education still. His goal is to bring homosexuality to America and homosexuality awareness and acceptance and homosexualize America. That's his vision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I tell you what, can you believe we're almost out of time? I feel like we just got started, Professor Steve, so we're going to have to get you on again almost every month if you've got time. But I want to quote two people that were on a National Validation Committee of Common Core parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that people will cite the superintendent. People will cite Arnie Duncan. People will cite so-and-so expert. But when you hear the words of two people, that there were the only academic experts on a National Validation Committee for Math and English Language Arts. They are the experts. They are the ones that the Common Core people should have been listening, but they were ignoring their questions. They didn't want to answer them. These two people were standing up for your children, trying to figure out what are they trying to pass. We want good things, but they spoke up. They both would not sign off on this. Common Core, because they saw it as really bad for the children of America. But we interviewed Professor Milgram, and you know what his suggestion was to parents? Parents, get this. He said, homeschool your children. And then Professor Sandersky, and these are, we're talking about very intellectual, the very top in their fields of math and English, and they're trying to warn you. They're really, one of these words from Sandra Stotsky terms this thing as poison. She says, for these superintendents and others who say, we've spent so much and we've got to continue. No, if you're feeding poison to your children, you don't want to continue using that poison supply, even if you've invested a lot of money buying it. So I think parents, we got to get on board. This is poison. This is from the two experts. They're saying, do not. This Common Core is bad. So this is what makes it so important for, you know, until we get to the point that something does happen that, you know, unfortunately, you know, we are seeing what's going on with all these bills before Congress. We saw Obamacare that should never have passed. And unfortunately, Common Core, Obamacare is what some people have said has passed. So it is a going full circle. It's about the control of your precious child. And it is, don't even doubt, the United Nations doesn't have their hand on it. When you see they want the treaties, UN Convention on the Rights of a Child, UN Convention on the Rights of a Person with Disability, they want control of your child. They think they can parent your children best, and I hope you'll tell them no to Common Core, no, they can't take away your right, and say yes to Professor Steve's idea. Please be in prayer and press on and mention it to your pastors. Talk to other people in your churches. because I can about guarantee you're not alone as a parent. A lot may not be speaking up. In states like Alabama, we might be one of the last of our education system that finally gets it. This is bad because a lot of the teachers here are just wonderful, sweet, southern hospitality, southern charm and everything. They weren't doing anything to hurt that child. But folks, you know, that money is powerful. They're having to choose between your child and how are they going to feed their children. So until we get this thing fixed, you know, unfortunately, everybody looked out for themselves first, and that teacher's going to look out for herself. But I'm just praying she's a Christian and she'll hear from the Lord, because Professor Steve, Miss Christina, and the Bible's very clear. It's really very frightening. It says it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So if you're a teacher and you're so afraid, you know, please pray first and then consider contacting Christian Educators Association International, CEAI. That's another one of those associations that will defend your right. You need to feel some support because it's not there right now. You don't have it with this Common Core onslaught. So. But anyway, Professor Steve, as we close, would you give us some closing thoughts?
Well, I'd also recommend another group. It's got a bad word in it, so I'll apologize right now for it. It's called Badass Teachers. They call themselves BAT for short. They started just like 3 weeks ago, and they have like 20,000 involved. It's just a moving swell. They are rebelling so hard and so fast, and somebody who just sent them a wonderful letter is Miss Diane Ravitch, who used to be she was under Bush, and she was also under Clinton as the Secretary of Education. She's now coming out against Common Core. She tried to be neutral, but she's a very, very good writer. Her name is spelled Ravitch, Diane Ravitch. Look her up. She's a tremendous, tremendous encourager and a communicator. And I think that many teachers who are struggling will find a lot of encouragement with the things that she has written.
Thank you for that. Professor Steve, I think any teacher right now that's on the side of Common Core, you're in a lose-lose situation. I mean, I just think about the Founding Fathers and how they bent their knees and bowed their heads. You need to be asking God for help because you're in a very tight position, a rocky place. But, you know, it's always good to be on the side of God. So he's the one that counts the most. And, you know, he can make a way. It's just like you, Professor Steve, what you're sharing with is that way that me and Miss Christina have been talking about earlier. We didn't know it. I didn't know it until you came on, and you just, oh, wow, this is such a time as this. Exactly what we need to be promoting. So I'm going to be promoting that everywhere. So thank you so, so much, and thank you, wife. We're so grateful for her perseverance, and I'm so glad to finally have you on. And, Ms. Christina, you got some other closing words?
Just a couple of things based on our conversation. There's two things that I would encourage you to do, because we're really going to be obviously pushing Professor White's program. But first of all, we got to reach these pastors. And there was a letter written to the Southern Baptist Convention, but that letter can apply to any pastor. It should be taken. You can get it at www.natcure.org or City on the Hill. .tv, cityonahill.tv. It's posted there. Take that letter to your pastors. If they act, those are God's words to the pastors. And if their pastor doesn't get it after reading that letter, dust your heels and move on, and you might find yourself another pastor. And take it around. Also, there's a 30-minute video that I would highly suggest that people get and take to their pastors. It's called Indoctrination. And you can get that at watchindoctrination.com. It's a very powerful video. Take that along with your letter to
to the pastors, and if they don't get it, dust your heels and move on to the next one. We've got to reach the pastors that are willing. And then once we can get to those pastors, then we can get Professor White's education program into those churches, and we can get moving and save our kids. That's my message to the parents. Let's get
Amen.
I love it. And too, I just on our website, cityonhill.tv, which I think is just really good information for everybody. On the front, there's click here. It says to Liberty Council on what churches can and cannot do. And if it comes up right now, I just did a link on. It used to come up, no problem. It still comes up. Okay, I've had that on forever. It is a link to what churches can and cannot do, and I printed that, and I give it out, and I give it out to pastors, and, you know, it's just very supportive, I think, when they read this, because they've been so full of fear, unfortunately, by, you know, letters that they get from all sorts of people, that they don't know what's true or false. But here, right here, is something from Liberty Council, what churches can and cannot do is so wonderful. Because right then it just encourages, it should encourage a pastor when they see it. You know, it says right here, supporting or opposing legislation. Use the church facilities by lobbying groups to discuss social issues. Yes, it's allowed. Rent or loan a church mailing list to lobbying groups. Yes. Preach sermons on social issues and political issues and activism, which should be a known thing. But it says right here, yes, the church can do it, and yes, pastors can do it. Educate on political process and political or social legislative issues, like what we're doing with Common Core. It says churches can and pastors can. So right there, you know, get that to your pastor so that he is armed with the truth instead of all the lies that he keeps getting in the mail from all sorts of people. So anyway, that's what we're doing today. We're equipping you so that you can fight the good fight for the children that you love, and so may God help you, and he will, he's so good, he hears our prayers. Well, Professor Steve, would you mind closing us in prayer, and again, naming what you want people to do, what's coming up for the webinar, and also the website?
Okay, again, we're having webinars at 4 p.m. Pacific, which is be 7 Eastern. We're having them on Tuesday the 11th and Thursday, Tuesday the 9th and Thursday the 11th. They can email me that they want to get involved at the Master Educators Exchange at yahoo.com, and we can go from there, and then pray for us, and that God will raise up support, and that we can really get out into the central city there, and be working with NatCure there to get the word out, and that my curriculum's out there, and that we'd just be motivating folks to pull their kids, and for the teachers to hook up with the Master Educators Exchange, so we can get them into the system, so we can swing this thing around. And I just pray, Father God, that you'll just energize us and direct us. Thank you for open doors. Thank you for grace and favor. Thank you for binding the works of Satan and hindering the works of the evil one, as we strive forward for what our founders had in mind when they raised this great nation up. Direct us and guide us, give us success, and we'll just give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. City on a Hill, thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir, so much, Professor Steve. What an honor to know you, and it just encourages me, and so I'm sure it encourages the teachers out there that floundering, they're hurting for the children in front of them, and please do watch the James Clavell, the children's story. That was awesome. And, you know, it's just, but there is hope. There is a way we can, more than one way we can fight this. And above all, you know, God is sovereign. He is watching.
Mm-hmm.
We do our part, and I love it, Professor Steve and Ms. Christina. I love it because really, you know, it's really his work, his big shoulders that's going to complete the work. But, you know, he does say to be about his business. We're trying to be faithful in doing that. But really, it's up to God, and he is mighty. So we thank God for all his goodness upon us and for us to live in this great nation that we can still shine the light, a reflection of his goodness and mercy. Well, listeners, we hope that you will share today's show. Please go again to breakingnewsjournal.net and go to the Master's Educators Exchange. Find out what that's about. And may the Lord bless you and shine his face upon you. Thank you for listening to City on a Hill. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
God bless.